Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Hello there. Right, have a game, Graham, because a Nathan knows nothing. Find that very hard to say. You gave me the topic of boys' zone to study, and let's just say I knocked it out of the park.
Absolutely incredible.
I want to ask you questions about boys' zone.
Oh,
because
okay.
You were doing work on it, you were studying. I want to see how much information you retain.
Okay.
In what year was boys' zone formed?
1994.
1993.
Damn.
I was going to give you options. Do you want options? Is that too easy?
You would have gone 93, 94, 95, and I would have gone for 94 anyway.
All right.
Okay, go on. Give me options. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Just bear with me.
Of course, man.
Bear with me.
Do you he's making these up on the spot.
Okay. Like, this is very easy. I'm not giving you options. Okay. What was the song that applicants had to sing at the auditions?
Careless Whisper, George Michael.
Okay. Who did Boyzone sing with for No Matter What? Name the two artists.
No matter what they told. In what? In the song?
On stage. Perform that song with two different musicians.
I wouldn't know that.
One in Italy.
Oh, Bocelli.
Pavarotti.
Okay, close.
And the other is named after food.
Pizza Man.
Spaghetti, cheese,
spaghetti hoops,
meatloaf. Mama's.
Callum loves that.
Well, it's just pizza man and spaghetti hoops. Jesus. All right. What was the name of their second album? It was the biggest album for them.
Give me a few options.
A, musical note.
Yeah.
B, bells and whistles. C, a different beat.
A different beat.
It's a different beat. C. Oh,
pizza
man. What else do we have here?
Spaghetti hoops.
When did they split up?
Oh,
what year?
97.
It was actually 2000.
Oh, right.
What soap did Keith Duffy stuff?
Carnage, come on, don't ask. Come on. Don't ask. That's like asking, what's your name, Graham?
Would you know what year he was in?
Oh, give us options. Give options.
Okay, well, I have to find out myself. Would you know, Callum?
What was the question?
What year was Keith Duffy in Coronation Street?
Was it mid 2000s?
Imagine, listen to this. Whatever the year is, say it's 2005, right? Could you imagine if we did that segment? We'll give you the question, we'll give you the answer, but what's the question? And the answer was 2005, and the question was, people had to guess what year did Keith Duffy start a Coronation Street.
That would be brilliant.
No one would ever guess that.
We'd get up to about €1 million before we give the money
away.
He
was on Coronation Street for 3 years.
Oh, I want to
no,
do that.
Do you know
I
someone would guess it?
So much.
Someone would guess it.
No, nah, we
can't because it's on the other station.
Yeah, someone would guess it.
Go on, what's the options?
Come on, try and guess.
What options? Give me options.
What year he started or what year?
Started.
No, I'll do from to
I know, don't because it's too much. Just give me the year you started.
A, 2002. B, 2004. C, 2007.
2002.
He's having a shocker.
Right. There we go. Sometimes we're rushing with these intros. Today we gave you a little bit of something.
Gave you a bit of love.
Right. On the show, we have loads of stuff. All right, I'm going to go because I want to grab something quick. Okay, here you go.
Dublin, are you ready?
Live across the city, the only way to start your day.
Let's go!
Spin
103.8, fully charged.
Fully charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning, my name... Oh no, sorry. I got straight into it there. It is 7.03, I'm fully charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole, this man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Graham, you're frazzled. And you have every reason to be, because a member of our team has not checked in to work this morning.
I'm here. Are you here?
I'm here.
Andrew's here.
Yep.
Tara's here.
Yep.
Someone else isn't here.
It's that English guy.
Wow. He works from home.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to get up at the crack of dawn. Yeah. So let's get up early, but not as early. And doesn't log in.
Where is he? Why has he not clocked in to work?
He's taking advantage of the situation. That's what he's doing. He's taking advantage of us.
Look, we're speaking about producer Callum, of course. Yeah. He has not been producing us this morning.
I hope he's okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And seriously.
Do you reckon he's all right?
I'm not a doctor.
But he has that sleeping problem.
He wears the mask.
He's sleep apnea.
Sleep apnea.
Ooh.
He does wear that mask like Bane.
He hasn't responded to any of our messages.
No. He was last online at 10:30 last night.
Ooh. Should we give him a call anyway, live on the radio, just to make sure he's okay?
Yeah, but what if he's not?
If he's not okay, then we're like, oh, poor producer Callum. But then if he is all right, then we give out to him and we scold him.
If he's not okay, I wouldn't mind getting into producing.
Well, it seems like an easy gig.
Yeah, I like to laugh.
Well, Callum, I don't know what he's doing this morning. Andrew's looking after news. Tara is on entertainment. We'll find out very soon.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Oh, whoa, wrong song.
Oh, my.
I'm thrown.
Do you know, you're thrown, and I don't want
to
blame you.
I'm making mistakes.
I don't want to blame you for the mistakes you've made, Graham. They have been plentiful.
And the show is only 10 minutes old.
But the problem is, we're thrown this morning because our producer, do you know the English man that likes to laugh a lot? Producer Callum. He has not turned up for work.
So he's working from home, which makes it even easier to turn up for work because he doesn't have to turn up anywhere. He just has to wake up. That is all he has to do, is wake up on time. He doesn't have to get the bus in. He doesn't have to set the alarm to get a taxi. He doesn't have to book anything. Just wake up. And producer Callum hasn't woken up this morning.
He was last online at 10:30. We checked his WhatsApp. We are a little bit worried. What if...
he's dead.
Yeah, he's met his maker.
Have the engineers upstairs, because they've got to connect him through the desk going, where's Callum? He's not online. I go,
I don't like to be the bearer of bad news.
But we're going to call him now and we're going to find out what's going on. So we have a number in the system. So it's either going to be a horrible call or he's going to get in a lot of trouble. Oh, here we go.
Hello.
Well.
Oh.
What time do you call this?
7:05.
What on earth happened?
So I woke up in the night at about 3:30, and I just went to the toilet and everything, and I went back to bed, and I woke up, I kid you not, at 6:55. I'm downstairs now, ready to go.
Yeah, I just saw your message come through, literally this second. I'm on the Zoom, waiting. Well,
no,
yo,
no.
Where are you at 6 o'clock, where we're supposed to be in here? And Nathan's supposed to be in at 6:30. He gets special dispensation.
I get in at 6:30.
He gets special dispensation, this guy, because he's a talent.
Producer Callum.
Talented man.
I need you to apologise to Graham. Apologise to Graham.
Graham, I'm sorry. Do you know, I'll talk you through my...
I didn't think that was an apology.
That didn't sound like an apology.
You just brushed over that. I want you to apologise.
Apologise to Graham. He did all the work this morning. He had to pick all the stories out that we're going to discuss later on the show.
Disgrace.
He did all of that. Apologise.
Let me discuss...
He's not apologising.
...that I go through, and then I will apologise. So when I'm in the office, normally I wear a watch which vibrates to wake me up,
and
it's set on a weekly reminder, so I never have to set it. But when I work from home, I use the phone to wake me up.
I'm about to fall
asleep. And that's not on a weekly reminder, so I never set
Graham,
the phone.
So Graham, wake up.
Sorry,
Graham,
I fell asleep too.
You were asleep there. Wake up.
I wasn't wearing my watch.
But do you know what? You didn't miss work. Now, producer Callum, apologise.
In my 6 years of producing radio shows in the UK and Ireland, I've never overslept.
Is this a seminar? Is this a sleeping seminar?
It's like a TED Talk about watches and waking up.
About him failing.
I wholeheartedly apologise. I'm sorry, it will never happen again.
Because
I'm as mortified as you are.
The issue that we have here is, what do you have to do now? Graham did all your work this morning.
You can go back to bed now.
Go back to bed. This is just a bad dream. Woo!
All right, Callum, the engineers are looking for you to log on, so you got to email them. Get on it. Chat.
Yeah, bye.
Our issue here is we're not strict enough, Nathan.
It's a very unprofessional show.
If we let this stuff go, who knows what he'll do next.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
7:19 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan, just having flashbacks to our first lockdown, where everyone was attempting to do the Weekend Blinding Lights Challenge.
Do you remember I went up against you and I won?
No, you see, I did it with my housemate Coxie and we got great responses.
And then you
decided to do it the exact same way as us and wasn't as good. But look, if you want to think you won, well, congratulations.
Hey, if there's another challenge in this lockdown,
I'm okay.
Bring it on, brother.
I'm okay.
I'm actually okay as well. I don't want to do it. Now, the clocks change. This weekend, they go back an hour, so it's going to be a little bit brighter in the morning. But earlier on in the week, Graham, you had a very strange conspiracy theory as to why we do this.
Yeah. Well, the first time changed back in 1916, actually.
Okay.
And it was to help farmers. Because it was so dark in the morning, they wanted to change the time to give them some more light in the morning.
I've never heard that before.
I'm not surprised you didn't hear that, Nathan, to be honest.
I don't believe you whatsoever.
It was a story I just plucked from somewhere in my head. I don't really know where it came from. But Mary, who is a farmer, is joining us. Mary, you think I'm correct?
So definitely, yeah. So they changed the hours of the time. It was obviously too dark. So for example, farmers who are... dairy farmers like who I am, obviously we've got calving in the winter if we're spring milking, so we'll be coming up to calving just in January, so you can imagine how dark it will be in the mornings feeding calves and milking cows and so on. So
okay, and what time do you get up then, Mary?
Depending on the time of year, so at the moment cows are going through this thing called drying off, which means like their holidays for 2 months. So at the moment not too early, only 6:30 or 7:00, but when it comes to calving time it could be 5:30.
Mary, Graham, throughout the year 1916, he said that's when they decided to change the time for the farmers. Is there any truth in that?
I don't know the exact year, but I'd say it could even be earlier. And they just, maybe that was the year that they said make it official, maybe, I don't know.
And we kind of get up around the similar time, just after 5, between 5 and 5:30. Do you notice when the clocks change, you can see a difference? But then by the time it's around Christmas time, it's still as dark as it was now.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And you see, there's a big wave of people trying to stop the time change. And what would you say to them?
Yeah, do they want their milk?
Do they want their milk? That is the question. Do you want your milk or not?
Is it very difficult to milk a cow if there's not enough light?
No, I wouldn't say so now. There's light in the parlour these days. Back in the day, though, maybe not.
Mary, look, I want to thank you for coming on and defending my... which was deemed a crazy conspiracy theory, but now...
No, it's true.
True. Mary, thank you so much. And look after the cows.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
See you, Mary.
Bye.
The Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Hot and spicy, you say?
Yeah, okay.
It's the showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys. My God, they're bad men. They are dressed in the cheapest leather you will ever find, and they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, the big old sheriff decides which one is better. Is the big old sheriff there?
The big old sheriff is there. I thought you were going to say two Democratic Yodas.
Yoda.
All right. How are you feeling, Graham?
I'll begin.
You want to begin?
I'll begin, yes. Paul Mescal. We all know Paul Mescal,
very sexy man.
Well, interestingly enough, you say that because odds have been slashed on Paul Mescal to be named the sexiest man alive. It's done every year by American weekly magazine People, and previous winners have seen Ryan Reynolds, David Beckham, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Brad Pitt pick up the award. So not even, like, this time last year, all we knew of Paul Mescal was the guy off the Denny's sausage ad. Now he's in line to be named the sexiest man alive. And Lenny Abrahamson, the director of Normal People, said, that after normal people, he met up with Paul. They went for a bite to eat, a little coffee, and he said that people were coming out of pubs and houses when they realised the actor was among them. It's very un-Irish. Irish people pride themselves on not bothering famous people. It was a bit like some kind of zombie apocalypse, with people walking towards the prize with their arms outstretched.
Oh,
boo!
Paul wouldn't like that.
Boo!
You shift me, Paul. You're so sexy.
Let me touch your hair.
I don't think Paul would like that. Is he a very sexy man? Can we just put it out there? Yes. Is it the chain, or is it the fact that he's very mysterious in normal people?
Is Paul sexy? Or is Connell sexy?
Oh.
But look, what do we? What do we know?
We're not sexy.
That's one thing we know.
At least we know what we are. And that's a good thing. Right, guys. Strap yourself in, all right? Because I have a very ambitious story this morning. I have 5 clips. There's going to be mistakes.
Just get into it.
But let's just get into it, all right? So my story this morning involves me talking a lot about this. I am speaking about money, okay? Not ABBA. Jason Derulo, he is a very happy man because his single, Savage Love, I'm happy with the clips, it's moving well.
Just stop referencing the fact you're doing it, just do it.
Well, his song has reached number one on the Billboard charts over in America.
Congratulations, Jason.
So he decided to go to an LA rooftop restaurant called Catch with a few of his friends, and he spent $113,000. That is a lot of money. I decided to go onto Mozilla Firefox and look at other people that have spent a lot of money in nightclubs. Let's begin with this man.
Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life!
Sounds like WWE, not NBA.
The basketball player LeBron James, he spent $170,000 in a nightclub in Las Vegas. He is a basketball player. I know him more for being in the Amy Schumer film Trainwreck. Let's move on. This man.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Drizzy Drake spent $190,000 back in Viva Las Vegas. I looked at his receipt. He started buying 55 bottles of Grey Goose and 8 bottles of Fiji water. But who makes number one on the list? 99 pounds, but a... Absolutely exhausted. Jay-Z spent $250,000 in a bar in New York City.
Imagine having that much money. Didn't Beyonce spend so much money in a KFC or some... Was it Nando's? It was Nando's.
Nando's.
When she was in the UK?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Producer Callum, who's your winner?
Oh, my heart nearly dropped when Nathan played that last song because I wasn't sure if he censored it or not. But Nathan gets the win.
He's on
a roll.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
With Just Eat. Over 2,700 restaurants and 40 cuisines to choose from on your favourite takeaway app. Available for delivery right to your door.
You got to get it right.
Have a slurp on your coffee, son. Get your head in the game because it's time for Gotta Get It Wrong.
This is where we put 1 minute on the clock. All you gotta do is get the questions wrong, and if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a 100 euro. You'll win 100 euro and a Gotta Get It Wrong board game. Currently on top is Sophie with 16. Playing this morning is Mark. Would you like to play?
Of course I do, yeah.
Well, Mark, by coming on, you've just won a 50 euro Just Eat voucher.
Hey, happy days.
Come on, you boys in green. Mark, when I say Just Eat, you say yes, please. Just Eat.
Yes, please.
Just Eat.
Yes, please.
Mark,
there we go.
I'm going to ask you a very personal question. What are you going to spend the Just Eat 50 euro voucher on?
Oh, I'll have to say. There's a few people in the house, so probably a variety of stuff.
I'd say, Mark, though, you're thinking chipper.
I'm more of a pizza man.
Pizza, what would you get on top? Would you smother it in pineapple?
No, it wouldn't, no.
I would say you're a meat feast, Mark.
Yeah, definitely me.
He's a big boy, Mark. Got I can it. Tell. Got Massive it. Arms.
Right, Mark, let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. That voucher's in the bag, but can you win that €100 on Gotta Get It Wrong board game? We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You've got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. 16 okay. to beat, 17 puts you top. Here we go.
What was the score in the Man United PSG match last night?
5-1.
Do your best impression of Joe Rogan.
All right, mate.
Sing a McFly song.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey.
Carrots.
What noise does a tadpole make?
Woof.
What noise does a frog make?
Woof.
What's 49 minus 8?
200.
11 plus 22 is 37. True or false?
False.
What's the capital of Senegal?
Dublin.
What airline is Michael O'Leary CEO of?
England.
Hum the Dream Team theme song.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
What TV show is the character Fizz in?
The Simpsons.
How many months are in a year?
22.
Name a Dua Lipa song. Who does Zayn Malik have a child with?
Bart Simpson.
Who does Gigi Hadid have a child with?
Marilyn Monroe.
What is Simon Cowell's...
Out of time.
Okay, right. Now, Mark, you bold boy, you kept repeating things.
Yeah.
Said, hit me, baby, one more time, twice. I have to say, no. Mark, where are you taking the call this morning?
Drumcondra.
Lovely. Were you moving about? At times I felt like you were raking leaves or something.
I was, yeah. I wasn't raking leaves, but I was moving about all right.
I have to say, you like to move your body about.
I like to
Keeping busy.
You keep busy. You're always smiling. You're reminding me of someone. Mark.
How's that?
You're reminding me of a very, very young... Dumbledore!
Oh, wow. Dumbledore when he was very young.
Have a big white wispy beard from your chin.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for
Mark,
humor
Mark
me.
Just wants his
okay,
score.
Okay, all right, okay. Mark, you got 11.
Ah, not to worry.
Mark, no problem.
That €50 just eat voucher is still yours, though. You're still a winner. Thanks for playing.
That's
Bye-bye.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. See you now. Mark.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
I'm excited, Graham. You said a few minutes ago that you had another life before radio where your back was covered in acne.
Yeah, I'll explain why that is integral into the story very soon, but I heard this song the last day. I woke up today with this feeling. A bit of Five and Keep On Moving, and it brought me back to my Leaving Cert year when there was a charity talent show on, all right?
Oh.
And what me and a couple of the lads decided to do is we said, you know what, we love Five so much, we're gonna make Five the band. We'll do a cover band and hopefully we'll win the charity show.
But you can't sing.
I can't sing. And as we found out on the show many's a time. But we set up the band anyway. Now, ironically, there was only four of us in Five.
Oh.
But what we did was we got three of the five songs. And look, I just started DJing at the time and I was able to mix the three songs together. People were pretty impressed with my DJing skills at the time.
Do you remember what three songs?
I do. So we started off with Keep On Moving, then we went to Everybody Get Up and then Slam Dunk the Funk. But how we did it was we had white vests on first for Keep On Moving. And when the song changed to Everybody Get Up, we took that off and it revealed black vests. And when we got to Slam Dunk the Funk,
you were topless,
weren't
you?
Topless. But because I was so nervous, because I was acne-ridden teenager, I had acne all over my back. So I asked, could we write Five on our back? So one was F, one was I, V, E. And I asked, could I be the F? Because that covered the most space on my back so I could cover up the acne.
But there's only four of you.
F-I-V-E is only four letters.
Oh, damn it.
We ended up winning the talent show.
Oh!
The only other act I can remember was two lads that were the Blues Brothers and they sang Mustang Sally and they could actually sing Austin and Mikey and we bet them. We were delighted. We won €50 and you know what we did? Gave it back to the charity.
That's what we did.
We're good guys. We're good guys. So this morning, I want to know, did you compete in a talent show and what was your talent? What did you do? Kim was in a talent show. What happened?
So me and my friends, and we were about 11 or 12, decided to enter a local talent show with this stage school that was running it. And we chose ABBA as our theme. So we did like an ABBA medley, mixed loads of songs together, and there was four of us in it. And then we took it really, really seriously. We used to bring a ghetto blaster out onto our road and a big extension lead and rehearse every day after school. We actually kicked a couple of the girls out at one stage because they missed rehearsals on the weekend. I think they had to go to like their grannies or do stuff their parents asked them to. And we're like, if you don't make the rehearsal, you're not being in the band.
Oh my God.
And then we ended up winning the talent show. Yes. So we were like, all the blood, sweat and tears paid off.
That's what I like to hear, Kim.
I can only imagine, Graham, how serious you took this talent show.
I was doing the dance routines. And obviously, like, these lads had no rhythm.
Oh, I'd say you were giving out so much.
And I was like, you have two lines to learn. Just learn. I woke up today with this feeling that better things are coming my way. That's all you got to learn. Now do it. What about you?
This actually brings back a terrible memory for me. When I was in primary school in sixth class, we went to Donegal and we were in the Gaeltacht, and there was a big talent show on the Friday night. And me and my friend Mark, we had learnt a scene from the Dumbelievables.
Okay. Pat Short. Right.
I don't really remember the lines.
I didn't put you down as a Dumbelievables fan.
Yeah, my dad actually loved it. So it was a funny scene. It was something about sucky sweets in there.
Yes.
And anyway, just before we're about to go on stage, the person running it says, oh, you know it has to be in Irish.
Yes, because you're in the Gaeltacht.
And we said, sorry, what? No, it's all in English. We don't know it in Irish. And we had worked so hard that we just decided to go on stage and start saying Irish words like, oh, cosh, ishbini. And the crowd started to boo us.
Oh, no.
And I was so upset that I started to cry on stage because I had practiced so hard for this moment and it all just went so badly. And I started crying around, and the girl that fancied me never looked at me. Or no, the girl that I fancied. Sorry. What a lie that was, the girl that fancied me.
Oh, God, that actually made me kind of
sad.
It
was a really sad memory.
I know I'm laughing, but I actually feel sorry for you.
No, it was really...
Just imagine you and Mark on stage, just having no idea what's going on. Why are we in Donegal?
Why are the crowd booing us?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Graham, do you remember... Geez, seems like a long time ago. When I put this show into $2,000 debt.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that?
I do. Okay, so let's have a quick refresher because it's been a few weeks since we talked about it. You ordered 100 Gotta Get Around board games.
Yeah.
€2,000 was the cost. You promised a sponsor a radio award. We didn't win the award and then they pulled out. So I said to you, you got to make back the $2,000 because it's not in the show's budget to be throwing $2,000 away.
I was giving you a lot of ideas. My favourite one was a lemonade stand outside this building and we could have a picture of Pat Kenny drinking the lemonade.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd say no, we'd get in trouble for that. Pat doesn't like that now.
Then I said a virtual Gotta Get Around game show because it's good for us. We've always wanted to work on Virgin Media. We can use that as a showreel.
Virgin Media 3.
Sorry, I always get that wrong.
Virgin Media 3.
And... maybe the amount of clicks, if we have enough people tuned in to our virtual game show, we will make the money back up.
Yeah. Let's get the money back through clicks. So it's very dependent on people actually watching it. But we know the Fully Charged community will tune in some random night. Where are you with all this now?
I have a date.
Ooh.
I have a location.
Fair play.
I have been doing a lot of work behind the scenes.
Okay. So what do you have organized?
Check your diary. The 12th. Of November.
The 12th of November, that is a Thursday.
Yeah, I think a Thursday's a good night, just before Friday.
And we're doing it in the evening?
We're doing it in the evening.
Okay, so the 12th of November...
Write that down.
...will be the very first virtual game show of Gotta Get It Wrong.
Now, you know I get on great with the tech guy, Pavel, in this building.
You too. I think since the lockdown, you're... relationship has really blossomed.
Some people actually think it's a romantic relationship.
Not,
I do want to say for the record, it's completely
not.
Platonic.
Yeah.
Well, we are doing the show from this building.
Okay.
I said...
am I supposed to be impressed with that?
Yes. I said to Pavel, do you mind if we come in one evening on a Thursday and do a virtual game show? He said, Nathan, of course.
Where are we doing it?
I don't really know yet.
somewhere upstairs.
Pavel will sort that out.
Behind a black curtain. It's going to be great. And...
okay.
Oh, you're going to be delighted by this.
We have the date. We have the thing, yeah.
We're going to be hosts on the night.
Yeah.
I've ordered us something that I think you are going to love.
Oh, what?
Bear with me.
I don't think you should be ordering anything.
Look at these bad boys.
Oh, no.
Because we are the hosts, we need to have snazzy, glittery jackets. There's a gold and there's a silver. I ordered online and it came yesterday.
Nathan, how much do they cost?
They're both size medium.
How much do they cost?
Only 50 euro.
50 euro for the both of them.
50 euro each.
Nathan.
An absolute Nathan. Bargain.
That's an extra 100 euro now. Nathan, you're not supposed to be spending money.
Do you want gold or do you want silver?
The idea of this is to make the money back and not to spend more money.
You gotta spend money to make money.
How? Give me it over. How is this 50 euro? It looks so cheap.
Nah, it's legit. I found it on a good website.
Hold on a second, man.
Have a go. So you're going with the gold.
I'm going to take the gold.
You look like Elvis Presley. Oh, you look amazing.
We got to put these up on Instagram. Official Spin 103. We get it.
We will.
Is there... does this... there's no...
oh, come on. Put it on.
Nathan.
That's a great
honestly, fit. You have to keep this away from fire because if it caught fire, it would...
look, you used to work in a department with suits. Isn't that a great fit? Come on.
Listen to how cheap this sounds. That's,
oh, it's lovely.
Nathan, you can't be spending
honestly,
money like that.
I don't know too much about diamonds, but I honestly think they are authentic diamonds.
Yes, so we have to get more clicks now. So now you owe 2,100 euro, Nathan.
Yeah, but with the clicks. If we get enough clicks, we'll be fine.
And what about the board games? What are we doing with them?
Oh, yeah. Anyone who comes on in the night will win a board game.
Oh,
so how good is that? That is an incentive for you to actually come on and watch.
I've been getting so many messages. People are going, I'm no good at the game. I can't play Gotta Get Around and be the winner at the end of the week. Can I? So everybody who plays will get a board game. He's not even listening to me. He's putting on his jacket.
I'm annoyed. I should have gone for large. I don't know why I went for medium.
They are so cheap.
I can't even fit.
So now we owe more money.
Mine stinks of petrol.
Nay.
Does yours smell?
It stinks.
Oh my God, I have a headache.
How'd you spend 50 euro on this?
This doesn't fit me. Can I have the gold?
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
We were talking about this on yesterday's show. Just Eat. And we found out that Just Eat is called something else in another country.
It's so strange.
And it scares us. But obviously, just a quick reminder what the Just Eat jingle is like, of course, with Snoop Dogg.
Just Eat.
But of course, in Australia, they don't want to call it Just Eat. They call it Menu Log. And yes, Snoop Dogg changes it in the ad. M-E-N-U-L-O-G.
You can hear it in Snoop's voice. He's not happy to be singing that name.
If you like Just Eat, though, remember every single player wins a 50 euro Just Eat voucher when playing Gotta Get It Wrong every morning on the show at 7:45. But we have been obsessed with products being called different things in different countries, but we don't know why it happens.
I haven't a clue.
Nikki, you think you know, though?
Well, I just think that the reason why they might do it differently, because there are quite a few in America that are different, is for accounting reasons, maybe. Like, just so that it's easier for them to do their accounting at the end of the year. And,
okay.
You know, they have one set of books for Europe, and they have one set of books for America or for Australia.
Oh.
I'm not 100% sure, but a qualified accountant might tell me I'm wrong. But, yeah. That's what I thought.
This is
so
a business
clever.
Brain. Business brain is what I like to hear. The Fully Charged listener, they're smart. They're clued in.
And what do you think of the name Menu Logs? Are you a fan?
No. I mean, I understand why, but it does sound ridiculous, doesn't it?
And I wonder if the Australians think the same. They're like, Just Eat? What the hell is Just Eat?
Like, that's ridiculous.
And what about some American companies that have different names over here?
Well, like Eddie Rockets and Johnny Rockets.
Hold on a second.
I prefer Johnny Rockets.
Johnny Rockets is way better than Eddie Rockets. I'm going down to Johnny Rockets for a big old burger. What else?
Well, TK Maxx, that sticks out because it's TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the ones that are kind of sticking
we
out.
We were horrified, Nikki, to find out that the Galaxy chocolate bar is called Dove in America.
Yes. that didn't surprise. When you said it, I had forgotten because it's been 12 years I've been here. But it would be very weird, I'd say, for you guys to see it with the same like logo and font and all.
Do you find it weird seeing it over here called Galaxy?
Not anymore. Not anymore because it's been so long. I don't go back as much. But I still, though, whenever I see TK Maxx, have a little giggle. And Eddie Rockets.
I really want a Johnny Rockets milkshake right now. Wow, amazing. Thanks for sharing.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Headline. Hotline.
I know when the hotline. Nathan, you are a strong, confident man. You are facing adversity in this game.
You are rubbish at headline hotline.
But you need to bounce back. They used to call me the rubber duck in school.
Why? Because he used to dip you underwater.
You push me down in the water, I bounce back up.
Right, this is where producer Callum gives us a fake news story. Nathan and I compete against each other for the week to see who gets the best headline each day. Currently 2-0 to me, and you can play at home. 087 711 1038 is that number. And if producer Callum likes your headline, you win a pair of cinema passes. Callum, what is this morning's fake news story?
So like I say every morning, it's a headline that you'd expect to see on the front page of a newspaper. So today's fake news story, it's only 6 words long.
Ooh.
Banksy's identity revealed as Ed Sheeran.
I don't know too much about Banksy.
Nobody does.
So Ed Sheeran is Banksy. That's basically the story.
Do you know what? Yeah.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, okay. That's fine to me.
The fake news story this morning, Banksy's identity revealed as Ed Sheeran. Sheeran is Banksy.
2-0 to me. All right. So if I win, I win the week. Nathan can only draw because
everyone knows,
Friday.
Though, the last victory. Like, if it ended in a draw, if I won this morning and tomorrow morning,
you would actually be the winner. You'd be the winner. I will give you. If it's a draw, you're the winner.
I want to say.
You didn't like that. I saw that look you gave me. Kind of like, don't pity me.
Yeah, don't pity me. I want to say that my headline, I got it very quickly, but then I tried to find a better headline and I couldn't.
Okay, we'll let Graham go first.
Okay, for the win. Banksy, she running from anonymity no more.
Sheer running. I thought you said Banksy she running, but Banksy sheer running.
Sheer running, yeah.
Running, yeah.
From anonymity no more.
Ooh. I wouldn't say it's your strongest word.
I wouldn't
there,
either,
Graham.
But I think it's well done.
Mine is
she running.
Mine is short and sweet, and I honestly think you would see it in a newspaper. Are you ready for it? It's only three words.
Go for it.
Oh.
Shade of you.
Oh, no.
Come on, graffiti art.
Shade.
You shade out things.
The song
Shape of You. I think that is more realistic. You'd see that in a newspaper more than you'd see Graham. Shade.
Graham, just do yours again for me, Graham.
Banksy, she running from anonymity no more.
That's hard to say.
It's just because you can't say anonymity.
Shade of you. I'm telling you, Callum, I really like yours.
Shade isn't really
a
thing, though.
You shade out art.
When you think of Banksy, you think of graffiti, not
you
shade.
Shade in art. I'm telling you, look up a portfolio of graffiti.
Shade doesn't rhyme with shape. That's all I'm saying.
Nathan, I really want to give you the win, but I can't.
Graham gets the point.
That's a joke.
I'm going for a clean sweep.
That's an absolute joke.
I'm going for the clean sweep.
Bring your A game tomorrow.
Shade of you is better.
Right, here we go. I'm from John Mack. Sheeran's money bags as his Banksy ideal revealed.
Ooh, that's long.
Bit wordy.
Liam says, painting out loud.
Oh, I like that one.
It doesn't rhyme.
Well, Ed Sheeran has a song called Thinking Out Loud.
Painting Shape of You.
Wait till you hear Ryan Doors.
Shape of You?
Caught Ed Handed.
Ah, that's very good.
Do you know what? I'm feeling super generous. Both of you get cinema passes for when the cinemas reopen.
Ooh, wow. Both? Me?
Me and Nathan?
No, not you.
And let's go for one more. Oh, that was someone giving out about the naughty threesome. Apologies. Banks finally sheehan his name. That's from John. No, I'll even call that one.
No. I really like painting out loud and caught red-handed this morning.
Caught Ed-handed.
That's what I said.
All right, never mind. Right, tomorrow, can I get the clean sweep?
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
I am actually confident for this.
This is Nathan Knows Nothing. Every Wednesday, I give Nathan a random topic. I pick it from my head. I ask him three questions. If he gets 2 out of 3 correct, I'll admit he knows something about this topic.
I want to get the 3. The topic is Boyzone.
You've been doing very well recently, so I've been trying to come up with questions that I believe are A, entertaining, but also B, tough for you.
Am I too clever?
We'll find out. We'll find out now. Question number 1. Which member was planning on... if you get this straight away.
Why are you laughing?
Which member was planning on moving to New York and study on a sports scholarship before...
Ronan Keating.
Damn it.
Come on, give me more. He wanted to win a medal in the Olympics.
Damn it.
Give me more. It's too easy.
Okay.
What do you have for me?
Okay, these next two.
Don't come to me with an easy question and disrespect me.
This isn't a question.
No, it has to be a question.
But just if I know. What song did Keith Duffy sing in his second audition?
That's a question.
Oh, damn it, you didn't know that one. I could have gone for it. All right, forget about that. Question
I'm
number
too
2.
Sexy.
Yeah, it is actually.
Right Said Fred.
Yeah, okay, you would have got it. Which one of these artists wrote some material for their 2018 album, Thank You and Good Night?
Oh.
A. Sam Smith. B. Charlie Puth. C. Ryan Tedder.
I actually don't know this. Gonna get rid of Charlie Puth. Gonna get rid of him. So I either have Tedder or... Who is the other?
Sam Smith.
Like, it makes more sense, Sam Smith. I'm gonna go with Sam Smith.
Nathan?
They were good. I will say fair play to you, but Ryan Tedder.
Why didn't you go over Ryan Tedder? He writes all the songs.
I was so close.
For a clean sweep. Ronan Keating's first solo single after the breakup.
The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in you.
Is, of course, this classic, When You Say Nothing at All. But what movie?
Notting Hill.
Ah, Jason.
Notting Hill.
Get out of here. Get out of here!
Hey!
Okay.
We can't replace this segment. I know there's been murmurings around the office. Is it too easy for Nathan?
If I asked you, okay? Because...
Should I have a go flipping it?
Should I not give you any options?
No, that would be too difficult.
Should we make it 3 out of 3 instead of 2 out of 3? If I asked you, what was the name of the centre where they met up and did their first audition? Would you know that one?
It wasn't Blackpool.
No,
it
was the Ormond. Did you actually know that?
Yeah, it was the Ormond. Yeah.
So you would have got that too.
Yeah.
You're very good this week.
No,
this is your best week.
Well, I found it really interesting.
This was your best week.
I didn't realise Mikey left the band.
Right.
Dickie Rock's son was in the band.
I was going to ask that one
isn't
too.
Isn't that mad?
Right, Nathan knows nothing, but you...
Here, maybe we should flip it next week.
We flipped it. Do you want to do it next week?
Yeah, I'll do it next week.
Okay, but he knows something about Boyzone.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Absolutely blown away.
The post-mortem that is going on here of Nathan Knows Nothing after getting 3 out of 3 in Boyzone. But got all the other questions I was thinking about asking as well.
You said it's the most impressed you've ever been since knowing me.
We continue the show.
We have to continue. Come on, what do you have for me?
Miley Cyrus believes she was chased down by aliens riding a yellow snowplow.
All right, when did this happen? Don't laugh, I take this very seriously.
A couple of years ago, she said she saw it in the sky in a terrifying encounter that left her shaken for 5 days. She says, I did see it flying, and my best friend saw it too. It looked at me, we made eye contact. That's what really shook me. So she reckons the UFO looked like a flying yellow snowplow, but she's not the first celebrity to have seen aliens.
Sorry, I was very confused there. I imagined Miley running through the woods and an alien was actually sat on a plow chasing after her.
Well, maybe that's what she meant because she said she made eye contact with it. Now, I don't know if it was the alien or it was the yellow snowplow.
It's hard to make eye contact with something very high up in the sky.
Post Malone also reckons he saw aliens. Recently on the Joe Rogan podcast, he said he's seen UFOs in New York, Utah, and in California. So many times. He says, in New York, I was looking out the window at my cousin and it's just a light that stays there and then it's gone. I mean, you can't explain it.
Could just be a star.
You can't explain
it. I'm not that impressed by lights. I want to see a green alien.
Olivia Newton-John, who played Sandy in Grease, she said she saw an alien, or she said it was a silver flying object through the sky when she was 15.
Could be a plane.
She recalls, I've seen one when I was very young. It was unidentified and it was flying. That would be an unidentified flying object. So it checks off. She's seen a UFO. In 1968, Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones.
This is a great article. Where did you come across this?
No, I actually looked up these.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Went on a camping trip to Glastonbury with his girlfriend, where they both saw a luminous cigar-shaped UFO.
Say they saw something.
I say they saw plenty of Glastonbury.
When was it? The '80s or the '60s?
68.
68 in Glastonbury.
So this was a cigar-shaped UFO that was luminous, not a yellow snowplow like Miley Cyrus saw. She said around the same time, Jagger had a UFO detector installed in his home. No. The alarm kept on going off because it was indicating a strong magnetic field somewhere nearby. And just to finish off, Russell Crowe also saw a UFO. He set up a camera outside his house in Australia to look for, what were they called? Fruit bats. But instead he filmed a strange glowing object in the sky that resembled a ship or a yacht or a snowplow.
They're all snowplows.
Except for Mick Jagger's flying cigar, which might be just him throwing a cigar up and down. And he doesn't know he's actually doing it because he's in Glastonbury.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8.